请我们还是看箴言29:18上一半。
Let's turn to Proverbs 29 and the first half of verse 18.
没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
请我们再看希伯来书第11。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们从17念到19。
And we'll begin reading from verse 17 to verse 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信，被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的，就要称为你的后裔。
Of whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得着他的儿子。
Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead.From which he also received him in a figurative sense.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，当我们来到你面前的时候，
Lord, as we come into your very presence,
我们心里满了感谢。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
主，你爱我们到这样的地步。
You love us to such extent.
你为我们流血舍身。
You give your life to us to shed your blood for us.
我们永远不能忘记你的爱。
We can never forget such love.
愿你的爱一直在我们里面激励我们。
And we.Pray that your love will continue to constrain us.
叫我们的心永远向着你。
That our hearts are always turned toward you.
不论我们的环境如何。
No matter how our surroundings may be.
叫我们的心向着你。
Our hearts will turn toward you.
我们感谢赞美你，在这些日子你看顾了我。
We thank you in these days, you are mindful of us.
主，当我们在最后一次聚集在一起的时候，
As we meet in your presence this very last time,
我们举起我们的心来仰望你。
We turn our hearts and we look up to you.
愿你的荣耀充满在这里。
We long for your glory to fill this meeting place.
愿你的荣耀把一切都驱散。
We pray that your glory will remove all that is not of you.
愿你的荣耀完全得着我们。
And in your glory, you gain us totally for yourself.
叫你在我们身上能得着荣耀。
That you may glorify.In our bodies.
因为万有都是出于你。
Because all is from you.
经过你。
All through you.
也都归给你。
And all must be unto you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们这一次能蒙恩聚集在一起。
We thank God that this conference we can gather by His grace.
我们的题目是意象、敬拜和侍奉。
The theme of this conference is vision, worship, and service.
我们用亚伯拉罕做我们交通的背景。
We use Abraham as the theme, as the figure for our fellowship.
因为意象不是抽象的东西。
Because vision is not something abstract.
严格地说来，没有什么比意象更实际。
Strictly speaking, there's nothing more real than vision.
虽然意象是属天的
，even though vision is heavenly，
但是它却在地上实行出来。
But can be operated and carried out right here on this earth.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
我们要看见说，在我们属灵的生活的里面
，So we must notice in our spiritual life，
几乎可以说，意象是必须的。
We can put it this way: vision is absolutely necessary.
如果没有意象的话
，If there's no vision。
我们就没有树林生活的开始。
There's no possible way for us to have any spiritual life.
如果不是意象的话
，unless there's vision，
我们没有办法能继续往前走。
And there's no way we can continually moving forward.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
我们必须。要有意象。
We must have vision.
意象实在是非常简单的。
In a way, vision is quite simple.
虽然它包含非常的多。
It includes many aspects.
可以说它是包罗万有的。
We can say it includes everything.
但是实在是非常的简单。
But also it is very simple.
意象简单的说来就是神的显现。
And simply speaking, vision is when God reveals Himself.
当神把他自己启示显现给我们的时候
，When God reveals Himself, He appears Himself to us.
我们就看见了意象。
Then we see that vision.
意象就是神自己。
Vision is God Himself.
意象就是神的荣耀。
Vision is God's glory.
意象就是神把他的心向我们打开。
Vision is God when God opened His heart to us.
意象是神把他的旨意向我们启示。
Vision is when God revealed His will to us.
意象告诉我们说，神要在我们身上做什么事。
Vision tells us what God intends to do with us.
意象是给我们看见什么是神所能满意的。
Vision tells us what indeed can really satisfy God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
在我们一生的道路上
，In our whole life,
是意象在那里带领我们。
It is vision that is leading us.
是等到意象。变成我们的天职
，until vision turns into our true vocation，
而我们的生活就活在意象的里面。
In that way, then our living will be living in the good of that vision。
只等到这个意象就在我们身上变成我们的见证
，and that vision will become a testimony in our life。
意象是叫我们离开一切不是属于神的东西。
Vision separates us from all that is not of God.
意象是把我们完完全全带到神自己里面。
And vision leads us all the way to who God is.
意象叫我们脱离这个地。
Vision deliver us from all that is earthly,
叫我们进入天,
so that we may enter into the heavenly,
叫我们脱离一切属世、属人、属肉体的东西。
It delivers us from what's earthly, what is of the flesh, what is of this world.
叫我们完全变成神的儿子的模样。
And this will change us into the likeness of God's beloved Son. So we see in the whole life of Abraham, when God first revealed to him that very moment, he began his life of faith.
在神没有显现的时候
，Before God reveals Himself to him，
他是在暗中生活，在暗中摸索。
He was living in darkness. He was groping in the darkness.
但是当神的荣耀向他显现的时候
，But when God's glory appeared to him，
那个荣耀就吸引了他的心。
And that vision, that glory, drew Abraham to God Himself，
叫他能离开。本地和本族
and that vision enables him to leave his country, his relatives.
一切成就的东西
all that he has achieved,
往神要他去的地方
and he left and he went, or he went on to where God wants him to be.
虽然神是要他往迦南地去
though God intends to bring him into Canaan,
要把迦南地赐给他和他的后裔为业
and to give Canaan to him and to his descendants.
但是严格的说来
but strictly speaking,
最终的说来
strictly the focal point of what we are sharing,
乃是神要他完全进到神自己的里面去
is God wanting him to enter all the things of God himself,
能得着神所要给他的
and to possess all that God intends to give to him.
感谢赞美神
Praise God.
亚伯拉罕他因着信他就离开了他本地和本族
And Abraham, by faith, he left his country, his relatives.
像我们今天一样
just like us today,
我们今天因着神的荣耀向我们显现的缘故
Today is because God's glory did appear to us
神的荣耀已经显在他儿子的脸上
God's glory is now seen in the face of his beloved son our Lord Jesus Christ
我们看见了神的儿子
When we see God's son
他的荣耀吸引了我们
His glory attracts us
叫我们脱离罪恶叫我们起来信靠
And so that we could leave sin and we arise and follow him
这就开始了我们这个信心的生活
And that begins our spiritual life of faith
信心的生活就是走在这个意象的里面
The life of faith is walking in the good of that vision
没有信心
no faith
就不能走在意象的道路上
if there's no faith there's no way can walk the way of the vision
因为信心是叫我们看见那不能看见
because faith is to see that which is not visible
信心是叫我们不看环境不看自己
faith will not permit us to see our surroundingsAnd not even see ourselves.
也不让我们凭着我们的感觉。
It will not allow us to go with our feelings.
是叫我们全人都放在那看不见的神的身上。
And so we place ourselves in the hand of the God who is invisible.
因为在信心的里面，我们看见了那位看不见的。
Because in faith we see Him.Who is invisible?
信心的道路不简单。
The way of faith, life of faith, is never easy.
要这个意象变成我们的生活不简单。
To convert that vision into our living is never easy.
我们看见亚伯拉罕，他有很长的时间。
So Abraham, he in his long years of life,
从他75岁开始
from the age of 75,
一直到他 献以撒的时候
，until he offered up Isaac，
我们看见已经有了一个很长久的年
日。There is a long period of time。
在那个长久的年日的里面
，in that period of time，
神用他的恩典来带领他。
God led Abraham by grace。
他有软弱
，he was weak。
他有许多在神以外的东西。
And apart from God, he had many other things.
神就用各种各样的环境。
And God used all kinds of situations.
在那个长久的年月中。
In that long period of time.
神一直在那里带领他。
And God was leading him.
他在那里走十字架的道路。
There he walked the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
今天在我们的身上也是一样
Today in our life it is the same just as Abraham was
如果神已经把意象给了我们
If God has already given us his vision
神就自己要在我们身上工作
He himself will do a work in our lives
只等到那个意象进到我们的里面
until that vision enter into the depths of our being
也是把我们完全带到那个意象的里面
and also to bring us into that vision fully, completely
但是在那个过程的里面
but in the process
我们要看见有许多的波折
there are many crises we go through
因为在我们身上带着许多拉拉杂杂的东西
Because in our lives we carry many baggages
是不属于那个天上的意象
They are not suitable for this vision that we are to go follow
那些东西神要逐渐从我们身上把它除掉
And those things the Lord will one day allow us to leave them one at a time behind us
只有十字架能把意象化成我们的见证。
Only vision can, the only cross can convert vision into our vocation.
我们看见在亚伯拉罕的身上。
We know in Abraham's life,
神怎样把他的软弱与虚弱的商量渐渐地除掉。
How God deal with Abraham, step by step.To remove from him his flesh and his compromises with the world.
当他开始的时候，因着他肉体的软弱
，because of the weakness of his flesh，
他与他的父亲商量
，and he negotiated with his parents.
结果他的父亲就主动地把他和他的妻子。连罗德一同带出去。
So his father took the initiative of taking Abraham and his wife and Lot and left the Ur of Chaldees.
但是因为他拉没有意象。
But because Terah possessed no vision.
他不过是为着爱他儿子的缘故。
And he did it because he loved his son Abraham.
所以到了哈兰就停留下。
And so they settled in Haran.
没有完全照着神的旨意。
He did not walk the way that God intended for him to walk.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的恩典在亚伯兰的身上。
And God continued to work His grace into Abraham's life.
所以神就先把他拉挪去。
And so God removed Terah from them.
使亚伯兰能遵行神的旨意
and so that it will allow Abraham to follow to do the will of God
但是他的侄子罗德他在那里
but Lot was still holding on there
所以我们看见神又在那里兴起环境来
and also Lord now raised up circumstances
那把这个罗德从他身上也挪去
and also removed Lot from his life
那不但是这样
more than that
我们看见他那个信时候信心软弱。
And we noticed at that moment his faith was very weak.
所以等有饥荒的时候，他就下埃及。
And so when there was famine, he went to Egypt.
因着下埃及的缘故。
Because he went to Egypt.
虽然神在他怜悯的里面把他拯救出来。
In God's mercy, God rescued him from Egypt.
但是我们看见那个祸已经种在那里。
But we can see the seed of sin is already planted there.
因为亚伯兰他在这个应许之地寄居已经有十年之久了。
Because Abraham already living in that pilgrimage in the land for about 10 years.
圣经告诉我们说他因着信在这应许之地做寄居的，做客旅。
The scriptures say, because of faith, he lived in a promised land as though he was a foreigner.
但是十年，他的妻子他不能生产。
But for 10 years, his wife was not able to bear him a child.
所以我们看见说，他的妻子就好心好意的要来帮助他。
And so Sarah, out of good intention, wanted to help Abraham out.
对撒拉来说，这是一个很大的牺牲。
And for to Sarah, his her move was indeed a great sacrifice.
但是他为着爱亚伯兰的缘故
，because of her love for Abraham.
他就建议说，愿意把他的侍女夏甲。
And she suggested, and she was willing to give Hagar to Abraham as his wife.
我们知道夏甲是从埃及得来的。
And we know Hagar came from Egypt.
是在她软弱的时候所得的。
It was the fruit of a fleshly weakness.
但是我们看见。
But we see.
这是肉体在那里帮神的忙。
It is what flesh.Trying to help God out.
神并不喜悦。
But God will not allow this.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
从夏甲生了伊什玛利之后
，From the moment that Hagar bare Ishmael.
那个时候亚伯兰是86岁。
At that moment, Abraham was 86 years old.
一直到他99岁。
Until he was 99.
13年之久。
For a period of 13 years.
我们看见神不说话。
God did not speak to Abraham.
我们看见神不向他显现。
God will not appear himself to him.
好像神掩面不顾他。
As though God was not mindful of him.
这十三年就说亚伯拉罕说是最痛苦的年日。
With Abraham, this 13 years was the most difficult years in his life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
一个曾看见神的人
，One who had once seen God Himself，
一个曾听见神话语的人
，One who had heard God spoke to him before。
一个凭着信心起来顺服的人
，Who had lived a life before，
到了一个地步
，up to a point，
神的面不见了
，God's face was not seen by him anymore，
神的声音也听不见
，He could not hear God's voice，
但是他还是在那里过帐篷的生活
，And he was still living in tents，
他还没有放弃他的信心
，And he's still not giving up his faith。
他还是相信说神所应许的必要成就。
And he still believed he will promise he will surely fulfill it.
但是，好像他与神之间呢就没有亲密的交通。
But as though between him and God there was no longer that intimacy of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
神在亚伯兰的身上已经做了许多的工。
God already done much work in Abraham's life.
但是好像这个工还没有完成。
But as though the work has not been completed.
我们知道。
We know.
在我们基督徒属灵的生活中。
We know in our Christian spiritual life.
恐怕在开始的时候。
As though at the very beginning.
罪是一个大的问题。
Sin is a big issue.
感谢赞美主，主的宝血已经洗净了我们过去所犯一切的罪。
And thank the Lord through His shed blood, He has dealt with all our sins, our past sins.
我们以为说从今以后我们就不再犯罪了。
And we assume that from that moment onward we can never sin again.
因为救主总在救恩来说。
As far as God's salvation is concerned,
的确是如此的。
It is indeed true.
因为我们的主他不但担当了我们的罪
because our Lord not only bear our sin, bore our sin
他也把我们这个罪灵与他同钉了十字架
he also took our old man and crucified with him
人既然已经钉了十字架
and so the man, that old man is now already crucified
就已经向罪死了
it's dead to sin
叫我们从今以后能向神来回
and from that on we can liveUnto God.
但是弟兄姊妹
sisters,
虽然主的救恩已经完成了
God's salvation is not fully completed
但是我们还没有进到主完全的救恩
But we have not entered into the fullness the full provision of that redemption
因此在一个初初信主的一个人的身上
And so to a new believer who just believed in Lord Jesus
恐怕最大的问题还是罪的问题
The biggest issue that he faces may be this sin issue
很多的时候我们里面已经有了光照
And often times we've been enlightened within
我们知道什么是神所喜悦的
We know in our heart what is pleasing to him
因为圣灵已经住在我们里面
Because the Holy Spirit already resident in our hearts
他在凡事上要教导我们
And he will teach us in all things
不但是大的事情
Not only big things
你小的事情
And even small things
我们认为是最小的事情
And even though we think about small things
我们看见圣灵在我们里面会对我们说话
And even there Holy Spirit will speak to us.
神的膏油在我们里面会在那里作用。
And the anointing will teach from within.
属于一个属于主的人。
So the one who belongs to the Lord.
他知道什么是神所喜悦的。
He knows within what is pleasing to God.
什么是神所不喜悦的。
What is not pleasing to him.
但是难处在哪里
But where lies the problem?
就像罗马第七章所说的。
Just like Romans 7.
我知道什么是应当的
I know what I ought to do
但是我没有力量去做
But I have no power strength to do it
我什么我知道什么是不该的
I knew what I don't want to do
按照我里面的人我也不愿意做
And from within him I know I don't want to do those things
但是我偏偏去做
But somehow I do that
我真是苦啊
Oh I'm wretched that I am.
谁能救我脱离这虚实的身体
And who can deliver me from this dead body?
最可能在我们基督徒第一段的生活的里面
And so with us Christians at the first period of our spiritual life,
我们最主要的问题还是罪的问题
The most important issue to us is the issue of sin.
是等到我们到了一个地步
Until we are being brought to a point
我们自己完全失望了
And we give up We are completely disappointed with ourselves
像保罗所说的
Just like Paul put it
感谢神
Thank God
靠着主耶稣基督
Through Lord Jesus Christ
主就开掉我们的信念
And he opened our understanding
叫我们看见主的十字架
AsAllow us to see the Lord's cross.
十字架不但把我们的罪担当去了。
Cross not only nail our sin to that cross.
十字架把我们的罪人也同钉了十字架。
And the cross also nailed the one who sinned the sinner to that cross.
叫我们脱离了罪的权。
And so that we can be delivered from the power, dominion of sin.
也让我们能顺服神的旨意。
And then we be able to obey God's will.
但是我们看见
But now we see,
除了罪恶之外
apart from sin,
我们又碰到一个问题
we encounter another problem.
那个问题就是世界
That problem is the world.
虽然我们好像在罪恶上不至于落在里头
As though we've been delivered from the problem of sin.
但是我们看见世界还在我们的里面
But we discover the world is still within us.
好像以色列的百姓
Just like the Israelites.
他们虽然出了埃及
Even though they were out of Egypt.
但是埃及还在他们的里面。
But Egypt remained in their heart.
所以一碰到一点的试炼
，and so we enter into some trial.
他们就回想以及埃及的东西。
And they begin to think about what they have back in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在我们基督徒的生活上
，in our Christian life。
我们不知不觉也带着许多的世界出来了。
Unconsciously, when we came out of the world, we brought much of the world out with us.
神已经把我们从世界里分别出来。
As far as God's concerned, He already delivered us out of the world.
在外面好像有分别。
Outwardly, there seems to be a separation.
但是我们不知道世界已经进到我们里面。
But we were unconscious that the world has a foothold in our life.
所以我们看见神要逐渐把这个世界从我们里面出去。
And so God must gradually deliver the world from within.
这个也是十字架的工作。
That is also the work of the cross.
因为十字架是站在世界和我们的中间。
Because the world stands between us in the world. The cross stands between us and the world.
像加拉太第六章所说的。
Just like in Galatians 4, 8,
世界对我，我已经死在
了。As far as the world to me, I'm dead.
我对世界也已经定在。
As far as I'm with the world, I'm dead.
感谢赞美。
Thank God.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看见除了罪恶和世界以外
apart from sin, apart from the world,
我们发现说还有一个我们老旧的自己
and there's our self, the old self,
这个肉体
this flesh,
这一个己的生命
this self-life,
还在我们里面
it's still within us,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们最大的仇敌
Who is our greatest enemy?
它不是世界。
Our greatest enemy is not the world.
我们最大的仇敌也不是撒旦。
Our greatest enemy is not even sin.
我们最大的仇敌是我们自己。
Our greatest enemy is ourselves.
所以你记得马丁路德曾这样的说。
So Martin Luther put it this way.
我不怕许多的教皇。
I'm not afraid of all the bishops.
但是我是怕住在我里面的这个 pope, 这个教皇。
I'm not afraid of all the popes, but I'm afraid the pope that's within me.
他怕他的自己。
He was afraid, he was fearful of himself.
这个自己。
This self.
这个肉体。
This flesh.
实在是我们最大的仇敌
is indeed our greatest enemy.
所以你看见在亚伯拉罕的身上
So in Abraham's life,
神叫他与罪恶分开
He, in his life, he delivered him from sin.
叫他与世界分开
He separated him from sin, from the world.
叫他拒绝苏格玛王要给他的丰富
And he refused what was offered by the king of sin.Sodom.
他愿意继续做帐篷的生活
And he wants to remain living in tents.
做一个寄居，做一个客旅
And to be a stranger and pilgrims in the promised land.
因为他所仰望的是个天上的家乡
Because what he looks for is the heavenly home.
但是弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我们看见神在他身上工作最长久并且最严厉的是对付他的人群
The longest period that God deal with Abraham, the severest dealing with him is himself.
是对付他的己。
It is dealing with the self-life in him.
我们不要以为说我们这个己是完全罪恶的。
Do not think that this self is all that evil.
这个己的生命好像是完全败坏
，as though this self-life is all corrupted，
所以很容易认识它
，and so it's so easy to recognize it。
不错，我们这个堕落的己是完了败坏。
It is true that this self is very corrupt, is full corruption。
我们是怎样的自私
？And how selfish, how self-centered we are。
我们怎样的自爱
？And how we love ourselves。
我们怎样去顾到自己
？And how we always think it's about ourselves。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
不错。
True，
我们的心里面是充满了罪恶。
It's true, our self-life is full of sin。
但是
，right，
我们看见在这一个肉体里面也有他的良善。
But in this flesh, there is the good part of it.
我们在这个肉体里面也有所谓爱神的心。
And the flesh, even in the flesh, there's such thing as loving God.
你记得彼得。
You remember Peter?
他对于主说，如果人都离开你，我不会。
And Peter said to the Lord, he said, all will be depart from you, scarce I'll remain true to you.
我是愿意为主你死。
And I'm willing, even willing to die for you.
肉体有他好的那一边。
And because of his good intention.
所谓人的好的
人 so-called good part of man
肉体也有他的温柔
and also the flesh it's humility gentleness
也有他的谦卑
and also his humility
但是我们看见
but we also see
凡是出于人的那所谓的美德
As long as of man even what we call is the good
所谓的好意
all the good intention
在神面前看像破烂的衣服一样
and God's side is all just like filthy rags
所以你就看见什么
so we see
亚伯兰汉在他一生的里面
in Abraham's whole life
他受这个肉体的良善的对付比任何的对付更严重
so the Lord's dealing with him in the good part of his flesh is more severe than all the other parts
当他接受了撒兰的好意
and so when he accepted Sarah's good suggestion
他就在那里娶了夏甲
and he took Hagar as his wife
他得了一个以实玛利
and from that he obtained Ishmael
但是
but
我们看见神十三年向他缄默
because of that God was silent for 13 years.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
今天神在我们身上要把意象变成我们的天职
God's intention is to convert our vision into our heavenly vocation.
最严重的对付是对付我们天然的良善
The object of his dealing with us is the good that's in the flesh.
我们不要把我们自己的天然来代替属灵。
We can never take what is good naturally to take the place of that which is spiritual.
好意不能代替神的旨意。
Good intention can never substitute the will of God.
圣经里头告诉我们说
Scripture tells us,
我们真这些蒙恩的人
we those who have been obtained mercy,
是为着要行各种的好事
and we are to do good in God's sight
但是好在圣经的里面
but this good in the scripture
有它的定义
there is a definition for what is good
这个好不是人所认为好的好
what is good in the scripture is not what human beings consider as good
这世界里有许多东西人认为是好
in the world, in this realm, many things we say is good
我们今天不去犯罪
so we don't commit sin.
我们来服侍神。
And we come to serve God.
我们来做所谓的圣工。
And we come to do what they call the sacred work.
这一定是好的了。
And it must be good.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你记得主说吗
？You remember the Lord say?
你可以称呼我为主啊，主啊。
You can call me Lord, Lord.
你可以奉着我的名赶鬼。
And in my name you cast out demons.
鬼也赶出去了。
And demons were driven out.
你可以奉着我的名传道。
And you can in my name you preach.
人也得到帮助了。
And people were helped.
但是神主说
，But the Lord say,
我不认识。
I do not know you.
你这作恶的人离开我去。
You this evil one depart from me.
为什么？
Why?
因为你没有遵行我的旨意。
Because you failed to do my will.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
在我们跟随主的道路上
，In our following of the Lord,
在这一方面，你要看见神的对付是最严厉。
In this area, His dealing will be most severe.
一切我们天然的良善
，Our natural good,
我们本来是一个很温柔的人。
Naturally, we are very gentle.
神就在这件事上要特别来对付。
Then God will deal severely with you in that one issue.
他要把我们带到一个地步，我们的温柔到了尽头。
And He will bring us to a point our natural tenderness, gentleness comes to an end.
或者我们是一个很公义的人。
As though we think we are self-righteous.
神要兴起环境来。
And God will raise up.Our circumstances,
把我们的旨意带到一个尽头
and bring our goodwill, good righteousness to the end of ourselves.
如果我们是一个天然很谦卑的
and if we are naturally, we have that humility,
神就要兴起环境来
God will raise up our circumstances.
把我们带到一个地步，我们谦卑没有办法再谦卑
and as you bring us to a point that we can never humble the way we want, we humble ourselves.
本来我们是一个很聪明的人。
Originally, we are wise person.
我们很有办法。
We think we have the ability.
我们不但在世界上有办法。
Not only we have ability in the world.
我们在属灵所谓圣功上也有办法。
In a spiritual and a sort of second thing, we also have our own ability.
神要兴起环境。
And God will raise up our spirit.
带我们到一个地步。
He will bring us.
叫我们思路都不通
and everything there's no way out at all for us
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
如果神在这样做的时候
if God is leading us in this way
这是神爱我
it's because he loved us
神的建模
the
silence of God
the silence
silence
the
silence of
God oh the silence of God
我们很多以为神如果安静不说话
yeah, We often think if God is silent to us
好像神的心变
As though his heart changed
神不爱我们
He doesn't love us anymore
所以他不理我们
So he will not mind for us
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
神对我们说话是爱我们
When he speaks to us, he loves us
神不说话也是爱我们
If he's silent to us, he still loves us
他用这个安静来对付
He deal with us with his silence.
要把我们带到我们的尽头。
To bring us to an end of ourselves.
所以在这十三年的中间
So in these 13 years,
亚伯拉罕可以说是经过最痛苦的年。
And we can say this is the most painful years in his life.
感谢上帝。
But praise God.
虽然这样
Even though it's this way,
他还是住在帐篷。
And he still lived in tents.
他还是过祭坛的。
And he still lived. He still have all life on the altar.
虽然在感觉上好像完全相反。
But in his feeling, in his experience, everything seems to be contrary.
好像他失去了神的同在。
As though he missed the presence of God.
好像他的祷告也是到天花板就下来。
And his prayer only hit the ceiling.
但是感谢神
But praise God.
神的恩典还在他身上。
God's grace was still on him upon him.
没有叫他到埃及去。
And did not allow him to go back to Egypt.
没有叫他回到从前迦勒地的乌尔。
And did not allow him to go back to where he came from, the old Chaldeans.
没有叫他在应许之地建造房屋。
And I did not allow him to build his own house within the promised land.
还是在那里。过星星的生
And he still lived a life of faith.
星星几乎已经没有了。
Even though there was no faith in him, remain in him.
但是神还在那里带领他。
And God was still leading him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我不知道我们有没有被神带到这一个地步。
I'm not so sure have the Lord led us this way.
好像雅各一样
Just like Jacob
雅各有一个心向着神
Jacob had a heart toward God
他渴慕神的祝福
He longed for God's blessing
他愿意牺牲一点地上的东西
And he was willing to sacrifice something that's earthly
如果他能得到长子的名分
If he can, if he can gain that birthright
如果他能得到长子的祝福
If he can gain the blessing of the first birthright
他愿意摆上代价
He was willing to make all sacrifice
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
神知道他的心。
God knew what was in his heart.
所以你就看见神一直在那里对付他。
So God was dealing with him.
他是一个聪明的人。
He was very wise.
他是有办法的人。
He is very capable.
他总是占上风的。
And he's always had his way.
无论在哪一个环境中。
No matter what circumstances he finds himself.
他总是在上面。
He's always on top.
神就用二十年的功夫
，and God it took God 20 years，
叫他漂流在外面
，and let him wander away from home。
他一生就没有再看见他所爱的母亲
，and for all his life he never saw his mother again。
神用各种各样的方法对付他
，God used all kinds of means in dealing with him。
但是他刚强
，but he was so strong。
他有办法。
He thinks he knows all his ways.
他不认输。
He will not accept defeat.
他还是那个老雅各。
And he's still the old Jacob.
当他离开拉班的时候，他还是那个老雅各。
And when he left Laban, he was still the same old Jacob.
不但是这样。
More than that.
他有很大的家庭，有很多的财产。
And he has a big family and he has much possessions.
但是当他回来的时候。
But when he returned from from his wandering,
他要看他的哥哥。
He wanted to see his brother.
他知道他没有办法见他哥哥的。
And he was afraid to see the face of his brother.
老雅各又来了。
And here comes Jacob.
他想办法。
He tried to scheme something.
用礼物要贿赂他哥哥。
He tried to bribe his brother with goods.
不但是这样。
More than that.
他里头还是觉得不主张
，and he still not feel that was safe enough.
所以他把他所有的人口都分成两部分
，and so he divide all his people in groups.
如果他哥哥打那一部分，那一部分还可以逃
，and so if his brother Esau will capture that first group, the other can spy away escape.
他把他全家都送过了雅各渡口
，and so he sent all his family the other side of the river of Jabbok.
但是他还觉得不安全。
But he still feel not secure.
他还过不去。
And he still very feel uneasy.
他还是留在那一面。
And he still remain there.
感谢。
But thank God.
有一个人来与他摔。
So a man came and wrestled with him.
摔了一夜。
All night they wrestled.
不能胜过他。
And cannot overcome him.
到天快要亮的时候。
Before sunrise.
那个人在他大腿窝上摸了。
And that man touched the hip.Of his Jacob.
他就出去
and his joint was broken.
他全身的力量就完了
He was weakened and his strength was out.
在那个时候
at that moment,
他就抱着那个人
and he embraced that man.
不肯放
He will not let him go.
你要祝福我
He said, you must bless me.
没有你的祝福我我不能活
He said, unless you bless me, I'll not let you go.
我什么都完了
I have nothing now, I'm finished.
我这个雅各的力量用尽了
I exhausted all my strength.
你祝福我
You must bless me.
弟兄姊妹，在那个时候，神就改了他的名字。
At that very moment, brothers and sisters, the Lord changed his name.
你要成为以色列。
You shall be called Israel.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕也是这样。
Same with Abraham.
他十三年之久，神不说话。
For 13 years, God was silent to him.
在那个痛苦十字架对付的底下
，13 years of agonizing work of the cross.
神还是扶持他。
God was still sustaining him.
叫他没有离开。
Kept him so that Jacob would not depart from him.
但是到了他九十九岁的时候
，But until age 99，
神就向他显现
，And God again revealed himself to him.
这个摔跤已经摔了十三年。
This wrestling took place 13 years.
亚伯拉罕到了这个时候，他自己已经到了尽头。
At the end of that wrestling.The Abraham came to an end of himself.
他的力量，他天然的美丽，都到了尽头。
His natural strength, his natural ability, beauty, all came to an end.
所以我们看见 神又向他显。
And then God appeared to him.
他说我是全能的神。
I'm the God Almighty.
我是全有、全主、全父的神。
I'm Almighty. I'm all sufficient. I'm all that you need.
我不需要你的帮助。
I do not need your help.
我完全负责。
I'll take full responsibility.
我不需要有另外的供应。
I have no need of help from anyone.
我是你一切的一切。
I'm your all and in all.
你要在我的面前行走，做一个完全的人。
Walk before me. Walk perfectly before me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
神有没有把我们带到这个地步？
Have God brought us to such a place yet?
意向、要求，在我们身上做这一个完全的工作。
Vision demands to do a complete work in our lives.
如果主不是你所有的主，他就不是。
God, if God is not your all in all, He's not God to you at all.
If He is not the Lord of all, He is not Lord at all. 你以为他是你的主吗？
Is He your Lord?
但是你有没有完全被带到尽头？
Have you been brought to an end of yourself?
还有什么是出于你自己的在那里支持你？
Is there still something that your natural strength that is still sustaining your whole life?
来代替神的支持。
Something in your life that substitutes God Himself.
我们的神是齐心的神。
Our God is a jealous God.
他如果不是完全，就他不是。
If he's not all, then he's not all at all.
所以神跟亚伯拉罕说
，So God told Abraham,
你要做一个完全的人。
Be blameless before me.
因为我是
，Because I am.
所以你能做完全的人。
Because who I am, therefore you can be blameless.
在那个时候
，At that moment,
神就把他的名字改掉了。
And God changed his name.
你不再是亚伯拉。
You should not be called Abraham.
大父。
Father, exalted father.
你现在要被亚伯拉。
And now you should be called Abraham.
多不得父。
The father of nations or father of multitudes.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers.
就人来看。
Humanly speaking.
一个没有孩子的人。
One who is childless.
称为大父。
And to be called exalted father.
这个与事实离开太远。
The name and reality are just the opposite.
这个不是一个疯子吗？
It is a
madman.
It's not a madman. It's not a bad madman.
你没有一个孩子。
You don't have a son, child.
你怎么称自己是大父呢？
How can you call exalted father?
但是弟兄姊
妹。A brother sisters.
还没有孩子。
He was still without child.
要变成多国的父。
Like God said, you will be the father of multitudes.
这个是世界上最愚昧的。
And this, for the world, this was foolish thing.
但是信心却能看见将来的世界。
But faith, we see the unseen future reality.
神把他的名字改为亚伯拉罕。
God changed his name to Abraham.
神说
，God said，
我与你立约
，I'll make a covenant with you。
现在要有一个立约的记号。
Now there will be a sign of the covenant。
所有的男丁要受割。
All the male in your household must circumcise。
这是什么意思
？What does that mean？
意思就是说
，The meaning is，
如果要承受神的应许
，If we are to inherit God's promise，
要承受神的约
，If we are to inherit God's promise, covenant.
肉体是没有份的。
There's no room, no place for the flesh.
肉体要跟神。
flesh must be removed.
这样你才能承受神的应许。
That you can inherit all God's promises.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在神所有的应许里
，in all God's promises，
只有在基督里是是是 amen。
And they are a and amen only in Christ Jesus。
在基督以外，在肉体的里面
，oh aside from Christ in the flesh，
没有分
，nothing at all。
所以感恩谢赞美神
，brothers and sisters，
到了这个时候
，at this very moment，
我们看见
，we see，
他的意象
，his vision，
逐渐就变成他的生活
，gradually become his very life，
就变成他的天职
，becomes his heavenly vocation。
现在意象已经进到他里面去
，now that vision entered into his very being。
神已经进到他里面
，God himself entered into his life。
神自己的旨意已经完成在他身上
，God's will now completely in him now。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们今天也是一样
，same with us today。
为什么神花了很多的时间
？Why God used wasted so much time？
用各种各样的方法
，He used all kinds of time。